More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, best year yet. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? We'll help you level up your family life with strategies that work. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we have great news because this is going to be your best year yet. If you'd like to make this year your family's best year yet, and I'm talking about both your family under your roof and your extended family, we want to help you level up your family relationships with strategies that work. Give us a call and join the conversation. The number is 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825. Just program it into your phone so you just press the button and you can call anytime you need to. That's it. Just do it already.
Yeah, we just need to be right there next to, like, mom, dad, spouse.
Plumber.
More to Life. No, because they need to call us more than they need to call their plumber.
Fair.
Please God for their sakes as well as their household integrity. But we are here today to help you have the kind of family life you want to have. And as we mentioned yesterday, I'm just bumping into people, and it happens every year, but I'm really bumping into people this year who are like, yeah, I don't want to do that again. Whether it's getting together with the extended family or having that argument with the brother-in-law or the uncle, or, yeah, just so glad they're back to school. I don't think I could have done that much longer because it just didn't feel as good as you wanted it to be with the whole family for a few days over the holidays. Whether you had the big, long, extended break or you just had that uncomfortable dinner or you just said, just something's not right and I don't like that and I don't want it to continue. Or if something went great, but you're thinking, I can't make this happen in normal daily life. Well, there are ways to make it happen more and more in that daily life. So let's help you have your best year yet and make that year a place to have a foundation to keep growing into the family that you want to be.
877-573-7825. Call up and tell us, where are you experiencing the most tension in your family right now? Whether that's with your spouse, your kids, younger or adult kids, or your extended family for that matter. Is there a recurring conflict or problem in your marriage or with your younger or adult kids that you wish you knew how to respond more effectively to? Or maybe there are in-law or extended family relationships that are creating stress and you're looking for a better way to handle those situations in the future. Or maybe, we just made it through the holidays, and maybe that experience revealed certain patterns in your nuclear or your extended family life that you'd like God to heal or transform in the coming months. Call in. Let us help you find more effective ways to cooperate with God's plan to make this the best year yet for your family life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're going to be talking about this with Marcus Peter actually today on his show as well, where we're just kind of reflecting on the fact that most people, when we get through the holidays, either we have good experiences with our family and we say, oh, that was great, but then we don't think about how to repeat it and how to keep those good things going, Or we have bad experiences with our nuclear or extended family, and we say, oh, thank goodness that's over with. I don't have to think about it anymore until next year. And then suddenly,
and
you
we
know,
think next year's never going to come. Yeah. I don't have to think about this at all.
And then it all rolls around again, and we're being smacked in the face with those same problems. This is the time to really be thinking, okay, you know, this is what we went through. This is what God's calling us to over the coming months to make our family life stronger and our experience next year at the holidays a whole lot more peaceful and rewarding.
And I think that's an important thing to think about, that you said this is what God is calling us to. Because when we feel a sense of uncomfort when we are experiencing our extended family or in a pattern in our nuclear family day in and day out, it's not about our preferences. It's not, oh, I should just not even want to have this get better because it's just me. No, it's most likely a prompting of the Holy Spirit, of God saying, I want more for you and these other people that you are sharing this life with. I want to give you more grace, more skills, a better situation. So we don't want to just downgrade ourselves and say, oh, my preferences don't matter. Just because I wish we were like this, it doesn't matter. No, we have to stop and say, Lord, what are you telling me in this? And how should we all be behaving differently? What can we do? And that's what we're here to help you find the answer to today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up. Let us help you discover how this year can be the best year yet for your family, both nuclear and extended. Now, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. You know, it's a fair question to say, though, what's some theology going to teach me about having a better family life? I mean, it's going to throw out these big concepts, but not really be very practical. Not true at all. Actually, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. He basically said, you know, if we take everything God's given us, Scripture, creation, salvation, history, all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that doing everything we can to build strong nuclear and extended families is God's preferred way of building his kingdom, one relationship at a time.
You know, the church tells us that Christian families are meant to be schools of love and virtue. That means the everyday stuff, you know, meals, holidays, disagreements, even old tensions with extended family, is actually sacred ground where God wants to reveal the power of his grace to help us learn to love each other, not with our broken human love, but with love that flows from his own heart.
And that's why family, including our extended family, is really our primary mission field. The most effective way to evangelize the world is not with words. It's by showing the world that God helps Christian families love each other better, deeper, and more meaningfully, especially when there are struggles.
Doing what we reasonably can to make our marriages, family lives, and even those tricky extended family relationships healthier and holier doesn't just benefit us. It shows the world what Christian love actually looks like in real life, through good times and bad, and sickness and health and wealth and poverty and everything in between.
Having just made it through the holidays, well, we have an opportunity to really reflect on how to approach the family mission field in the coming months. Where did that conflict flare up? What problems or frustrations did we encounter? What situations do we wish we could have handled better? What could we do to lead our nuclear and extended family closer to Christ? Now is the perfect time to make resolutions that bring God's healing and grace to our families in the coming months.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the first step is inviting God into every part of our family lives. Because you know what? no matter how faithful we are, we often forget to invite God into every little aspect of our family lives, especially family conflict. You know, asking God to mediate, to help us be our best selves when responding to our spouse, to our kids, to our extended family, and to discover ways to bring out the best in the people that we love. When families do that, we become living witnesses to the civilization of love that God is trying to build brick by brick. As St. John Paul II said, as the family goes, so goes the nation and the whole world in which we live. So let's talk it out on our show titled Best Year Yet. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? Whether we're talking about the family that lives under your roof or your extended family, we want to help you level up your family life with strategies that work. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you and we bring to you our families. And we ask you to help us to discover your vision for our family lives, both the family that lives under our roof and our extended family. Help us to really take to heart your servant St. John Paul's words that teach us that our primary mission field isn't the world, it's our families. Because by strengthening our marriage and family lives, by leading our extended family closer to Christ in whatever ways we can, we are building the civilization of love that is your kingdom. Please grant us the wisdom, the insight, the compassion, the love, the persistence that we need to cooperate with your grace to transform our family lives in ways that glorify you and bear witness to the love that flows from your own heart. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name,
of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great, pray for us. Today on More to Life, the show is titled Best Year Yet. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? We want to help you level up your family life that with strategies that work. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let us help you overcome those family struggles, whether it's the family life in your under your roof or your extended family. Give us a call.
And that's 877-573-7825. We have an email here, Greg from Elizabeth, who is listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. She said, I am really exhausted after the break. It seems like everyone was on break but me. I couldn't take the mess. It was I couldn't take the mess that I need to sort out. But every time I said we needed to spend the day cleaning up, putting away presents, etc., everyone, including my husband, said we all needed fun and rest, and I should stop pushing everyone. Now everyone is back to school and work and our regular busy schedule, and all the cleanup is up to me, and I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm just expected to do all of this stuff by all of my family members. I work 3 half-days a week while our preschooler is at school, and the other two, who are 6 and 8, are in school. And they just seem to think that the house, the laundry, the groceries, the meals, etc., just get taken care of by some invisible fairy. And I just don't do anything but have fun. I'm exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, and frankly pretty fed up. But I didn't want to make everything about fighting with them. Is there anything that I can do that besides screaming? And that's Elizabeth in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Elizabeth, thank you so much for the question. I'm sorry that this is your experience. I know that it's a very common experience.
Such a common experience, unfortunately.
So there are two parts to my answer to this. There's the part of your relationship with your kids, and then there's the relationship with your spouse. The one thing that I will say, I want to try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt for the first part of this, all right? And say, you know, when you described your approach was, we're going to take the day to clean up everything in the house. And I think that that may be part of the pushback that you got, because taking the whole day for this just seems overwhelming to everybody.
And it does sound like, okay, we only have X amount of days, like 5 days or whatever it is, off, and you're taking one away from us, and then we're losing all this rest or all this fun. So it feels oppressive, like something's being stolen from people.
So I would suggest, instead of saying, let's take the whole day for this, to take 15, 20 minutes a day, each day?
On the timer, actually. Like, set a timer on your phone and be like, this is it, guys. 20 minutes, we're going to kick out this section and do this thing, and then we're back to resting and having fun. Because if you stick to that, and when it goes off, you have to say, all right, finish the last things, and we're done. Everybody will trust that they're more likely to get on board, and you're teaching them skills in that 20 minutes.
Second, don't just announce it out of the blue. Talk about it either the night before or the morning of, and say, hey, at thus and such a time, or at what time, whatever, make it a family discussion, can we take 15 minutes to work on this? And don't take no for an answer. No, this has to get done, and I need your help, so we're going to do this, we're going to take 15 minutes, what is it best to do it here or here?
For big projects like that, that's really important. For the daily stuff that you're probably overwhelmed with as well, I would make it part of your evening routine. You clean up the dishes together, and then you set that timer for 15 minutes and do what you think needs to be done the most. We're all going to fold this laundry for 15 minutes, or we're all going to pick up the living room for 15 minutes, or we're each going to go clean a bathroom, no matter how many we have. Assign something, set that timer, and then everybody works on it together so that the house is getting better 15 minutes by 15 minutes over the course of your week.
So step two here, let's focus more on your relationship with your kids, and we'll come to your husband here in a second.
Yeah.
You said you have a 6- and an 8-year-old, is that correct?
6- and an 8-year-old, yeah. And a 2-year-old.
Okay.
As well, I think she said a preschool.
All right, yeah. Well, none of the kids, I'm going to leave the 2-year-old out of this because they can't really do that much at this point. They can come along, but
yeah.
When we complain about our kids, right, we have to realize they don't know anything we didn't teach them.
And even if they've been around to watch it, that doesn't mean they learned the skills that you actually applied to cleaning.
Well, including the skill of doing what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have a tendency to think that kids just should automatically do what we ask them to do. We actually have to teach them that we're serious about the requests that we make and that we intend to follow through. And my sense is that you spend a lot of time trying to convince your husband and your kids to attend to your needs, and when they don't hop up and do that right away, you feel disempowered, you feel shut down. And I I'll get to your husband in a second, but with your kids, there's no reason for that. So for instance, you could say, okay guys, we didn't do the 15 minutes that I said we're gonna, so before you go to practice, this has to be done. I'm not taking you until this is done.
Or before you play your game, or before
we
you
sit
watch
down
your show,
for dinner,
whatever that is.
This all has to be done. The dinner's ready, but we're not sitting down until thus and such is done. You have to be that person who sets that boundary and insists that it happen before you do this other thing that they want or need from you.
And again, Elizabeth, you were saying, how do I do this by not yelling and screaming? Don't yell and scream. Just be very matter-of-fact. Okay, we didn't get to this yet. Dinner's ready, but we're not doing it dinner until we've had our 15 minutes of cleanup time, or whatever that goal is, to get it done by such and such.
So you realize that they're not just going to do it because, I don't know, out of the goodness of their heart, they're kids, and they need to learn that we mean business. And the best way to do that isn't to yell, isn't to scream, isn't to beg or plead. It's to set the limit that says, all right, nothing's going to happen until this gets done. So, if you want to go to practice ever again, do the thing, or whatever that is. Now, let's talk about your husband for just a minute, then we got to go to break. If he is undermining all of these things, there's a good chance you can still follow through with it because it's your relationship with the kids. But if he's not helping, and if he's undermining your attempts to get the kids involved, that's a counseling issue, because that has to do with the lack of respect in the relationship. He isn't respecting the fact that you have needs, that you need a partner, that you're not the only person who's going to run around cleaning up everything. And I would address that with him directly and say, look, I love you. And I want to make sure that we have time to have fun together as a family. Let's sit down and figure out times to work and play and talk and pray together. But including in that, work time? How are we going to work together as a family to be a better team, taking care of each other? Hopefully, he will be willing to work with you on that. If not, then that is an issue that you're going to need to take to counseling, because he's not listening to you and doesn't respect you enough to see you as enough of a person that you're worth attending to, and you're going to need a mediator to work through that. And if we can help you, you know, address that issue, then reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help you find faithful ways to heal your marriage. But start with that discussion I proposed to you first, and see where that goes. Thanks so much for the question, Elizabeth. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. And we're taking your calls right now on our show titled Best Year Yet. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? We're going to help you level up your family life, whether that's your nuclear family life or extended family, with strategies that work. 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back with your calls in a minute.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I come from the other side of the tracks, see? My uncle used to have slot machines. Put one nickel in and it's emptied. Boom. And I brought him home in a bag, and my mother looked at me. Where did you get all that money? I said, I won him. You didn't win him. He fixed the machine. I didn't care if he fixed the machine or not, you know?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled The Best Year Yet. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? Whether we're talking about the family that lives under your roof or your extended family, we want to help you level up your family relationships with strategies that work. Call up and share. You know, you got a parent-in-law that's driving you crazy, an adult child that you're really worried or frustrated with, a brother that's making you nuts, your wife or your own kids that are giving you a hard time, and you are really looking for new strategies for dealing more effectively with all of those challenges in the coming months. Give us a call. Let's work it out together at 877-573-7825.
Well, I want to send out, we all want to send out, specific congratulations to another group of people, our EWTN partner, who works every day to make your years better and better, KHNA FM 94.3, serving Sheridan, Wyoming, is celebrating 10 years with us this week.
Hey, congratulations to Gregory Marshall and his great team at Aperio Radio, from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning into EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers, for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades to come so we can do what we love to do, give you the resources and support you need to live a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. So again, congratulations to Gregory Marshall and his team at Aperio Radio and everyone who makes Catholic Radio possible, especially you, the listener. Thank you for your support of your local EWTN radio station. And with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? Well, we want to help you level up your family life with strategies that work. And not just here today on the show, but every day through the Catholic Home app, we support families just like you in building a more loving, caring, and connected family life. That's Catholic H-O-M, by the way. It stands for Households on Mission. And that's where you can go to get the daily coaching support from Lisa and myself and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches to get the parenting skills you need, to get the resources you need to improve your marriage, to have a better relationship with your adult kids, to feel more effective in parenting your littles as well. Whether you need coaching or creative resources like video tips, monthly live streams, downloadable activities, and a whole lot more, you can get it all on Catholic H-O-M. That's Households on Mission. It's just $149 for the year, and you can get daily support as much as you need, in a great community of Catholic families as well. So check it out. Download the Catholic H-O-M app and subscribe today. Let us help you build that more loving, caring, and connected Catholic family life.
It's a wonderful resource. And as you were saying, Greg, we have resources for families. We've also added for grandparents and marriage. So check it out. Catholic H-O-M app.
That's right. Well, we are going to be back in just a minute after these messages, taking your calls about making your family life stronger, whether that's the family under your roof or your extended family. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll give you strategies that work to level your family up in the coming months.
What is God's first gift to the church? The Catholic Catechism proclaims God is love, and love is His first gift containing all others. The Holy Spirit, who has been given to us, pours God's love into us. The first effect of love is the forgiveness of sin. The communion of the Holy Spirit in the Church restores the divine likeness that was lost through sin. The Holy Spirit gives us the first fruits of our inheritance, the very life of the Holy Trinity. That fruit is to love, says the Catechism, as God has loved us. The evidence or fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The more we renounce ourselves, the more we live by the Spirit. The mission of Christ and the Holy Spirit is brought to completion in the Church. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that His Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes Him at His word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Hey men, did you know that you're called to lead couple prayer in your marriage? You might have the most amazing individual prayer life, but how is it possible to have a godly marriage if you and your wife don't submit yourselves to God in prayer on a daily basis? If you go off and pray by yourself and then tell your wife what you heard, how is that not setting yourself up as some kind of anointed oracle in your home? Yes, it's a good first step, but it's only the first step. Bring your bride to pray with you and ask God to teach you both how to love each other the way He wants you to love each other. Let her see you humbling yourself before God, and she'll give you her heart in ways you never dreamed possible. To learn more, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit Catholic.org. CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Best Year Yet, as we talk about how to make this year your family's best year yet. Whether we're talking about the family under your own roof or your extended family, the fact is, family life is complicated. There are often struggles and frustrations that we run into, and you know, especially having just made it through the holidays, we probably ran into some situations with our extended family that we think, well, thank God that's over. But the reality is, you know, it's going to come back again, either in over the course of the couple of months, the next couple of months, or over the, for sure, next holiday season. This is the time to really look at all those challenges and say, this is what I want to be doing. And in fact, you know, we were talking about the Catholic Home app in the last segment. On Catholic Home this week, we've been talking with a lot of families who are saying, you know, they want to have a stronger family life with their kids, their spouse, in the coming months. And we're putting together different missions and goals to help those families really grow in the coming months to discover God's plan for their family lives. We want to help you do that here on More to Life Today.
We
at 877-573-7825.
Do
that's 877-573-7825.
And that's what we do here every day on More to Life. So we're here for you. Don't let those reactions to what happened with your family, good or bad, just stay as feelings that you never really develop a way to make sure they either heal or continue to get better and better. So let's help you today. 877-573-7825. And we have just that from Teresa, who writes, Hi, Dr. Greg and Lisa. I'm writing in for some guidance and outside perspective with a difficult situation I'm dealing with now. My brother and his girlfriend were in a toxic relationship and got pregnant within the first year of dating. Excuse me, frog in my throat today. And now have a 9-month-old baby. The relationship has remained rocky, and now they have moved 7 hours from their families to Texas by me and my family, my husband and 2 small children, for a job opportunity my husband offered. Both of them are to blame. There's verbal abuse on both sides, my brother refusing to communicate, and he needs anger management counseling, and her being very manipulative and using the baby to make him stay or get what she's wanting, complaining that it's never doing enough, he's never doing enough, despite him doing a lot for her and the baby. My husband and I have been as generous as we can, letting them stay with us for 2 months when they moved here while they found a rental house, helping with the baby, helping mediate between them, etc. But it is exhausting. He tried to end their relationship before without success, since it's so complicated with living situation as well as toxic relationship cycles and codependency. I just keep praying that God guides us to do the right next thing. My brother has offered to pay rent for her for 3 months while she finds a job and the baby starts daycare once she has that job. But she has made no moves to start a job. The idea is an online job for now. My brother bringing the baby to and from daycare, and her deciding if she's going to live here or go back to where she came from. She also tries to drag anyone and everyone into the situation, most recently asking my sister-in-law for help getting groceries, even though I have asked her not to bring her into it because she started this before, and have offered my help with anything and everything many times. My ultimate questions are, 1, I want to help as much as possible, but how do I draw the line to prevent enabling bad behavior with both parents and hold boundaries of not wanting my in-laws involved? And 2, how much of an obligation does my brother have to the mother of the child? House her, provide basic food and needs until she can get on her feet, get her a car, get the new one she has fixed, any suggestions on how to do the right thing but end the toxic relationship with her would be very appreciated. And that's from Teresa.
All right, Teresa, thank you for the question. And you have a beautiful heart, and I'm really glad that you want to be there for your brother. But I need you to step back, because none of this is your problem. I'm just going to let that sit there for just a second. None of this is your problem. But you might say, well, but I love my brother, and I want to help. Yes, okay, that's good. And we should always be prepared to do everything we can to help somebody solve their problems. But you're going way beyond that. You're trying to solve his problems for him. All the questions you asked about his girlfriend have got nothing to do with you. That's his decision to work out. That's his decision to work out with her.
And with God. You know, he needs to be saying, what kind of man do I want to be?
Or you know, you mediating between them, or you trying to figure out how he can break up with her, or what kind of support. None of that you can't solve any of those problems. Like even if and honestly, it's not even right to try. You know, there's a teaching in Catholic social teaching called subsidiarity. It's just a big word that means the person who's closest to the problem bears the greatest responsibility for that problem, and it's actually unjust to come between them and that problem unless they've identified healthy things to do and they can't make them happen on their own, so then you can assist them. So if your brother came to you and said, hey, look, I really want to, like you said, he needs anger management counseling. I really want to go to counseling, but I can't afford it. You know, can you help me with that? You know, assuming you had the money in the budget for that, that would be an appropriate thing to help him with.
And I would say you would need to see that he has found someone to go and see, a anger management group, or he's made an appointment, so it's not just you're giving him money and maybe he'll get around to it.
You know, or if, you know, you mentioned that your girlfriend is bothering your sister-in-law for help. Again, that's not your place to interfere. That's your sister-in-law's job to set a boundary if she doesn't want to or isn't able to help. You know, your job there would be just to do exactly what you've done, to say, hey, I'm available if you need a ride to the grocery store. You know, you can, but then it's up to her to ask you, hey, can you take me to the grocery store? It's not up to you to, for example, keep track of her groceries and then say, let me take you to the grocery store, because now you are working harder on her problem than she is. When you ask the question of how do I know whether I'm enabling, or how do I help without enabling, you the answer to that is making sure that you're ready to work hard to help your brother and his girlfriend, but never harder than they are working on their own problem. Because as soon as you start working harder on somebody else's problem than they are, they stop working on it at all.
Yeah.
And you become an enabler. That's not to say that we're cold and we just shut people out and say, no, I'm not going to help you. We make it clear that we are available to help with any reasonable thing that they might need assistance with. But it's kind of up to them to come to us and say, hey, I could really use some help with this. Or, hey, I don't really know what to do about it. And if your brother or the girlfriend comes to you and says, this is a problem, the first question you should say is, that really is a problem. What do you think you want to do about that? And if he says, I don't know, then you can say, well, how do you think you could figure that out? You know, who do you need to talk to? What information do you need to get? What resources do you need to turn to figure out a next step? Because if you say, well, okay, brother, all you have to do is A, B, C, and D, and let me walk you through all those things, now you're enabling, right? But if you say, well, what would you like to do about that? And he says, well, I think I need X. Then your next question could say, do you think that's something you could do on your own, or can I help you with that in some way? And then if he proposes something that you could actually do without breaking your budget or bringing conflict into your relationship with your kids or your spouse, then you can do that. Right, but it's not your job to be getting into all these weeds. Like 95% of the information in that email was completely irrelevant. It had nothing, because it's nothing that you have to be concerned with.
Now,
and nothing you can do anything about.
That's the biggest. And as you said, Greg, you're actually kind of kicking the legs out from underneath people when we do too much. I understand your heart on this, Teresa, and I love it. You know, you are obviously a pro-life couple where you're saying there is a baby involved and we want to make sure this baby is taken care of. And again, they are not going to stand up and parent this child well or get this situation better for this child when people are just making it so easy for them to do nothing. In fact, we're reinforcing that. The less competent you look, the more we'll all gather around you and we'll make everything happen. Therefore, the less competent you will become.
Yeah.
So if they can make a plan, if they can start taking the steps for the plan. So, for example, your brother's girlfriend wants to get a job and put the baby in daycare. Has she looked at any daycares? Has she seen if they have availability? You could drive her to those.
If she asks you to.
Because the car is wonky. Fine. But you're not going to look up every daycare and do all the calling for her. You see the difference? There's responsibilities that need to be taken. And when they take those responsibilities, they'll be learning those skills, applying them, feel more effective, and be able to do the next thing. So it's not necessarily the next right thing you need to do. It's what are the next right things they need to do.
And look, I mean, even God approaches things this way, right? We have to say, God, can you help me with this? Because God doesn't just, you know, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. He doesn't kick down the door and clean the whole house for us, right?
I wish he would.
We have to let him in and say, Lord, I want you here, and I need your help. Show me what to do. And if we do that, he runs to us before the words are even off our tongue,
yeah.
Right? So we need to be in that same place. I'm ready to help you however I reasonably can, but I need you to figure out what that looks like, and then let's talk about it. Right? You're doing way too much work solving your brother's problems for him.
And your husband is helping with this by even like having offered the job and having moved them down there and having them live with you for 2 months. God bless you both. You have wonderful, wonderful hearts. And if you had done that and your brother and his girlfriend were the type of people who just needed that extra boost, they would have gone off running and made a success of all this. Right away. We're not saying don't help somebody get a job or find a home or house them if they're the kind of folks who just need that boost. But this is not working for them. And so what I want you to really be doing is having this conversation with your husband, maybe play the podcast for him tonight, and say, let's take some time together and pray. What are the next steps we need to take? What does God want us to do so we know how to back off in a way that's effective but still godly?
You mentioned in your subject heading that you're a member of Catholic Home. So if you want to continue this conversation at Catholic HOM, just post additional questions in the coaching and questions section on the app, and we'd be happy to continue that conversation there. Thank you so much for your question, and I hope that this gives you greater clarity moving forward. Lisa, you know, you mentioned that, that this
Teresa
is kind of pro-life issue.
Pro-life people, that is for sure. And we want to give all of our listeners, make sure you know that EWTN has a wonderful pro-life resource for you. The EWTN Pro-Life Pulse is your weekly recap of the top pro-life headlines moving our nation and world. And the stuff the mainstream media usually misses? Well, visit EWTNnews.com/pro-life to sign up today and stay connected with all those top pro-life headlines. They're important, they help you make decisions, and they help you to know where to put your energy and your prayers. So sign up today. Go to EWTNnews.com/pro-life and sign up today.
Keep your pulse on the pro-life issues that are moving the nation by subscribing to the Pro-Life Pulse. With that, we got to go to break. It's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35.
By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
And this goes back to our Theology of the Body reflection at the beginning of the show, where we really talked about how the best way to evangelize the world is to show the world how Christian families live and love differently, deeper, stronger, more meaningfully. We're not perfect by any stretch, but we learn to love each other through those imperfections and struggles as a witness to the world of the power, not of our own broken human love, but of the love that flows from God's own heart.
And sometimes knowing what to do when you're trying to be loving can be a little confusing, as we've talked to some of our callers today, whether that's, well, do I just let them all sit on the couch and not help me because they don't feel loved if I make them get up and help with chores? No, is that working for their good? Well, that's what real love is working for the good of another and teaching them how to work for yours. With Teresa's situation, they're pouring out all this love, but it wasn't being effective because it wasn't working for their ultimate good, helping them get the skills they need to have the life that God is calling them to. So, being loving, applying this scripture so that we can love one another as God would want us to, can get a little tricky in this fallen world. Are you wondering how God's asking you to be loving with a particular group of people or a particular situation? Well, we are here to help you figure it out today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
If you'd like to make this year your family's best year yet, we want to help you level up your family relationships with strategies that work. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. We'll be back with your questions coming up after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Feeling drained, anxious, or stuck in your relationships? You're not alone. I'm Lisa Popcheck from CatholicCounselors.com. Our team of Catholic pastoral counselors can help you find grace-filled, effective solutions for emotional struggles, stress, and relationship challenges. Discover how your faith can bring healing and peace to your heart and home. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today. Let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled Best Year Yet. Would you like to make this year your family's best year yet? Whether we're talking about the family that lives under your roof or your extended family, we want to help you level up those family relationships with strategies that work. 877-573-7825.
Well, we have a question that came in from Melissa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Minnesota. She said, I've decided I need to make some changes in my mother. I've always known that she's kind of controlling and negative, but I thought that that was just how she raised us kids. Now I am married and have a 2-year-old with another on the way, and everything still has to be her way. If we get together as a family, it has to be doing something she enjoys and at a time she wants, even if that doesn't work for my 2-year-old. She wants the food we eat to be her recipes, and if we make any changes to the recipe or have anything different, she pouts and says we don't appreciate her cooking. My husband likes spicy food, so this often comes up. I once tried just to add a little bit extra pepper to one of her meals, and she pouted all day long. The pouting and lack of care about anyone else is really starting to drive me and my husband crazy. What can I do to get her on board with changes in our family life and still show her I love her and honor her and not cause a gigantic mess? And that's Melissa in Minnesota.
All right, Melissa, thank you for the question. The short version is there's no way to do this that's not going to upset her.
Obviously, you know, if you just added pepper to a recipe and she pouted all day. But
well, but in some ways that's freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know that anything you do is going to upset her, then you can do whatever you need to do, because the result's going to be the same. You know, you jumping through hoops isn't making her any happier. So doing what you need to do, I mean, and if there are some ways to reasonably accommodate her, then fine, right? But it's not your job to make your mom happy. It's your job to be considerate to her, to include her the best that you can. The best that she will allow you to. But it's not your job to make her the focus of all of your attention.
In fact, she's the adult in this situation. So you now have a two-year-old and a new baby coming.
The more adult in this situation in some ways, right? Because
she should be. She has enough life experience. She should be the one who's now saying, what can I do to make my daughter and son-in-law's life better and easier? What can I do to make the day enjoyable for my two-year-old grandchild instead of it all being about her? But she can be invited to accept change, you know, gently. Okay, mom, I know you like doing this thing, but it doesn't work for our two-year-old. That activity just will, you know, bore him crazy. There's nothing for him to do. We could do this or we could do this. What of the two would you rather do? You're giving her a chance to embrace the change and have a voice, but you're telling her life is changing because other people are significant and important and with little ones necessary to change things for.
And I think that, you know, if she says, well, why can't we do this third thing instead? You can say, well, because we're not able to do that third thing. That doesn't really work for us. We would love to have you with us if you'd like to join us for X or Y, but we really can't do Z. So what would you like to do? Now, if she comes along and she says, fine, we can do X, and then she comes along and pouts the entire time, the next time you have the opportunity to do that thing, you don't have to invite her. Instead, what you can say, if she finds out that you did it or wonders why you you're going to make the plan for it, you can say, you know, mom, I love you and I'd love to include you, but you were so miserable the last time we did thus and such. I don't want to inflict that on you. We'll come up with something else that we can do with you, but we're going to go do this as a family. And that's sending the message that we want you to be part of our lives, but we need you to give a little bit more. And that's a perfectly acceptable, appropriate, loving thing to do. I'm going to come back around to the idea of honoring your parents. Honoring our parents doesn't mean doing any darn fool thing they want to do, especially if they're behaving in ways that are beneath them. And a lot of this behavior that you're describing is beneath anybody, not just your mom.
And I have to say that unfortunately we get into these patterns with our parents when they were raising us. If they were not really emotionally mature or healthy in some ways, they probably set down these patterns to get life to work for them and emotionally manipulate us. When we become full-grown adults, we need to honor God first in our lives and the life he's giving us. So if he's given us a spouse and children, that's where our priority comes, because that's where our sacrament is, that's where the children come from. And so it's okay to shift that and say, yes, I'm going to love my mother, I'm going to invite her, but it's no longer the good of my mental health or the family I have
or
now to jump
good.
Through her emotional hoops.
Or
and
for
definitely
her good.
Because, her
because
right.
if the more you jump through these hoops, the more you reward manipulative, passive-aggressive, inappropriate behavior on her part. So again, I'm not in favor of cutoffs. Because there are a lot of adult children who are just completely cutting their parents off, and that's not always necessary, right? I mean, there are times where you have abusive situations that it can be necessary. But outside of that, I think cutoffs are being overdone. That said, it's okay to set some boundaries that say, you know, Mama, I want to, you know, I'm going to limit our relationship to the things you enjoy doing with us, you know, and you can either make a little bit more of an effort to enjoy the things we invite you to, or I'll limit the relationship to the things that you enjoy, but I'm not going to inflict these things that we like to do on you and make you miserable and make you suffer through these things. I love you too much for that. So you can be part of our lives as much as you would like to based on the way you respond to our invitation. Thank you so much for the question. I hope that that gives you some clearer ideas on how to move forward. If you'd like to learn more, you can check out our book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. That's all the time we've got for today's program. If you would like to learn more about ways to make this year your family's best year yet, visit us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Or get daily coaching support and creative resources by downloading and subscribing to the Catholic HOM app. That's Catholic Households on Mission, where you can learn to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. Check it out. See you there.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.